realizing now more and more that life is going to be difficult. It's going to be tough. We're going to have things that we have to face and battle. But also I've realized that by default, we're going to have worries, issues, problems in life. What we must do is remember why we're doing this at all. And that's to pass on to generation after generation of being a man of God, loving one another, showing what the purpose of life is. That when you're hit, when you're shuffled around, hold on to your faith. Stay true to the prayer, because you never know what the Lord is working out, what He is actually asking you to subscribe to. It's a whisper. It's a silent note. It's a peaceful gesture. It's a place of shalom. That's how He communicates. You can't just recklessly go after Him. You can't recklessly move towards Him. You have to be straight and narrow. The recklessness can't be towards the world. It's only through Him. It's only through that sacrifice. It's only through that death and resurrection. Hear me right now. I want you to know that the Lord loves you. I want you to know that it's not the end, but yet it's just the beginning. There is power in your testimony. There's power in your story. You must find the reason why the Lord is using you in the situation. Someone cuts you off, it's so that you can show them what it is to let them go right ahead. Sometimes it's a test on your temperament. Do you always have to be first? Do you always have to be the best? See, these things can become our idols. These things can become our way of understanding what success is. Dear, must say in these times, men don't know what it is to be a man anymore. So many thoughts in my mind right now. So many ideas racing. As I'm getting to know the Lord more and more, I feel even more further away in understanding. I keep growing, seeing Him more and more. Why is it so hard as a believer to go through things and have to focus on where you are not living out Christ? I think that's one of the hardest things that I've had to do. Not look at how I can judge others, but looking how I actually messed up in that scenario, where I was going wrong, where I was flawed. See, these are the things that are hidden from us, things that we blind ourselves from, the things that we try to tell ourselves we don't need to recognize. That's the first mistake, my friend. It's the one that I refuse to keep making. So as I kind of dive deeper into where my faith is, what I'm doing, it's one understanding my identity in Christ. What does that mean?